All right, welcome. Here we go again. We're back with another weekly Mint Sauce Chronicles after a couple of interviews. Hope you enjoyed that bonus
Chats.
chats. Yeah, I don't like it. Why do I keep saying interviews?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not interviewing anybody. I feel say like
right,
I'm having
Parker.
CID.
Jackie Parker.
Yeah, Columbo or something like that.
Jackie Parker.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah. Darky Parker. Yeah. Yeah, I hope you're all in good health. This will go out on Saturday, the 21st. It'll be. We're already on 21st of January.
Oh, fucking mental, isn't it?
Absolutely insane. 21st of January, 2023.
I'm convinced that time's speeded up.
Definitely, definitely. Some maybe we should have a better talk about at some point with somebody. We'll get, find somebody to talk about that. Thanks for all the emails sent in. Remember, it's info@sheepfarm.co.uk if you've got a problem logging in, if you remember, or whatever. The format of shows is simple. Still keep getting people asking us, but we do about four shows a month, although we did release a double bubble on the weekend, two chats with Fergus and Dave Murphy, allegedly Dave. So the format is that members get the full shows and non-members get the first part, which generally, the normally we say 2 hours, but generally the full show goes on for nearly 3 hours at times. And apart from last Sunday, where we just released the talk we did with Dave, we just released the full show for everybody. So that was just a bonus there. Yeah, so they come out on Saturday, and I'd like to thank all the guests. As we always do, we'd like to thank everybody who listens and subscribes, and thanks for your support from members as well. So, another week, another load of nonsense. One of the things, though, that's come up, and it's not nonsense, is Rise Above have got Equinox on the 6th to the 10th, I think, of April, Easter bank holidays. Right. I think Lance is going to come on. We'll do a show with Lance where he'll tell everybody about what Equinox is. Easter bank holiday. Tickets are available now at riseabove.tv. That's riseabove.tv. We'll get some more information out as and when we can. Mm. But I think he's away for a couple of weeks, is Lance. But when he's back, we'll have a chat with him.
Mm.
Yeah, it's about time we caught up, really. We had a good chat with Dave Murphy, as we said. And he were on the show with
Amish Inquisition
with Phil and the boys there. And he's also on this Friday. He's getting about a bit, is our Dave. Must have been chilled in St. Lucia. I feel sorry for him there.
Wants to get back
in
to
the
it.
Heat. -5 this morning here. Brass monkeys, it was this morning. Everything were breaking down. Sudden deaths, Chris.
Mm.
There's been a few.
Mm. In which way are you thinking? Which ones?
I don't know which one to choose, to be honest with you, Chris. I've lost track. This is the mad thing of it all. I'm starting to lose track of all these. Do you know, I had a quick flick through just before we came on, right, on MSN, Yahoo. So the Yahoo page, while you're on a search engine, you just click plus sign and Yahoo things. And the first one of them comes, former American Idol contestant CJ Harris is dead at 31.
Right.
This was yesterday. This,
yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is. I'm not saying he's famous. I'm not,
well,
what
he's
I'm trying
famous
to say
in that, he's famous in that world, I suppose.
Renny Geyer dead, soul singer dies 69 after suffering complications from hip surgery. This is an Australian soul icon, never heard of her.
Australian
she
soul
was
icon.
In 70s, yeah. But she had apparently she had a hip replacement, and they found that she had inoperable lung cancer. So right. she didn't come back out. And then just, this is something else, but Kate Ferdinand, Rio Ferdinand's other half, gives update, child rushed to hospital. So the child had an accident, up the all right and out of hospital. But she was stuck in bed and she couldn't actually go to hospital with them. She was that ill. She had shingles. Now, bear in mind, this lady, I think she's in her 30s.
Shingles like an old person's disease.
Yeah, she's 31-year-old. How many people did you know at 30-year-old got shingles?
I don't know anything about shingles.
I hope she's all right, by the way. I'm not... But these are the other things that are happening, these autoimmune-type illnesses that are happening. And that was just three. I could have picked more out. That was just today. There were more there, definitely more there.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to bring it up again. I don't actually like bringing it up, but at my work, and I've mentioned this in the last two, but it's bothering me a lot because when I think about it more, and no disrespect to any of my guys at work who I work with, because I'm sorry if you listen to this and I'm talking about your, I don't, none of them listen to it anyway, so it make a difference. But yeah, there's 10 of us work in a kitchen, I think, 9 or 10, and 4 of them's parents have now passed away in the last two or three months, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's 40%.
Yeah.
That's mad, isn't it?
Mm.
No matter which, and I can't actually get that out of my head, because no matter which way you look at anything, something strange has happened there. I mean, they were old, and they, don't get me wrong, they weren't young, but
that, isn't that the wiping out of a generation?
Well, it's something that I've never experienced.
Is that not similar, Chris? Right,
50.
To a lot of the guys jumping out in the Pals regiment of a trench and getting machine gunned down and all falling in a line.
Yeah. Well, when you think about it, I suppose that's the only time it's probably happened, where you get a group of people who all know each other.
Of the same age.
Same age, and all their parents pass at the same time.
Yes.
Or in a period of time.
But it's not just them. It's, you know, there's loads of people. In fact, the mate of our dad's, right, if you think about it, our dad passed away in 2020. Yeah?
Mm.
Not of the nonsense, but he passed away in 2020. I'm still quite shocked they didn't put the nonsense on his death certificate, but
it was still but the initial hoo ha had kind of died off a little bit at that point, I think.
Yeah, it was midsummer. So, but anyway, his other friend passed away from school, whatever, his childhood friend, within two or three months, yeah. And just recently, his other mate. I'm not going to mention any names here, but Chris has. His other mate at Christmas just passed away. Now, I don't know whether the first one were tapped, but I know. I don't think there were time. I don't think the taps were out at that point, so I'm not even including that. What I'm trying to say is that this last one, he had every tap going. And so it's the end, the wiping out an era of people. But then it's coming back down now, isn't it? The wave is coming back down. And, yeah, we were having a conversation earlier about someone you were talking to, a young person, and we were having a conversation where it sort of went round the houses a little bit. But I think, I sympathise with these people. I really do. I sympathise with all of them. And I understand why. Because I mean, we look after some of them. You know, I've been on the phone with one tonight for half an hour. Trying to help them, right? I think people like us, it's up to us to help them, you know? Because who's going to help them? Who's
going to help these anyone. People? What am I going
to
do?
You are by talking to people, you know? Regardless of what, I'm not saying you have to help injured people. I'm on about other people. We talk to people. We're the only ones that have been talking to people. I watched, there were another film out, I think Dr. McCullough's made one in America, and you know, these people are saying we haven't got a voice and things like that. Now, you could say, well, you were calling us all anti-vaxxers, and you could be...
Who's Dr. McCullough? Who's that?
He's in America. He's been around for a long time. Somebody I used to listen to
What was his theory?
It's similar to that safe and effective video that were made over here. He's interviewed all the people that have been damaged, or a lot of people that have been damaged. And so, you know, we could blame them. And yeah, there is a part that says, well, they would have thrown us under the bus. If it had come to it, and it means us being dragged out of his house, they'd have been like that, pointing fingers at us. A lot of them. There's no doubt about it. Not all of them, a lot of them. We were anti-vaxxers, we're anti-this, we're whatever.
Well, I think that's a minority, though, to be fair. I don't know, to get on with the shit. Yeah,
in fairness, we don't know whether it's a minority or it isn't a minority. If it came down to the crux of who's not having one, and them... and
you're not going to Torremolinos.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
We'd
have had the finger pointed at us.
So I was thinking,
we've always got to keep one eye on the fact that they're not the enemy, and I don't want to think people think that they are the enemy. And we're going to come on to that in a bit, actually, further down on his little notes here. But they also have to accept, just like Nurse Gladys Campbell, has to accept that he's damaged people by the information he gave out in 2021. Anyway, sorry, go on.
I was thinking the other day, something that I think might have probably, I think probably definitely held it back, the actual thing they were going for, the agenda they were going for. I think it was us Canadian truckers, you know, fire. Because
I
that
don't know
was the
whether it's held anything back,
biggest.
to be honest with you, Chris.
Well, it got paused. I reckon it got slowed down or paused. But that what I was thinking about that was a massive thing, wasn't it? That weren't on any news stations, sadly.
Yeah.
That
I don't
miles and
know.
miles of people in trucks while Trudeau hid in that log cabin, which we've
Still
all
froze the
survived.
bank account, so.
They did freeze the bank accounts, but.
There's a lot of people, as we saw, and I'll come on to Andrew Bridgen in a minute, but there's a lot. As we saw when he were talking and delivering that speech, there were about three MPs there. You know, these MPs are still gutless or stupid. We were having a conversation of where does it become your problem? So a 17-year-old, right, believes in global climate warming
No,
change.
I'm going to rewind that story
Yeah, go
because
on then.
I was talking to a youngster at
Someone,
work,
yeah.
and anyway, she was saying, I was just out of interest. She said we had a discussion about veganism, and she said she was vegan, and just out of interest, she says, where does your vegan opinion come from? Is it animal rights or what is it? And she goes, well, I used to eat meat, but it's mainly around what to call it, the environment, climate, etc. She didn't say climate, that's not true. She said, but you know what I mean? That's what she was going
Sheep
at.
fat.
Yeah, which to me means she's fallen for the agenda stroke propaganda. I was going to bring it up with her again today, but she weren't there. But nice person, just doing. And anyway, you said that people are leading us down the abyss. So we had a slightly heated discussion
No, what
about.
I'm not saying intentionally.
Yeah,
This
no,
I
but
know you were on
yeah.
your way home and you've been up since seven, but I weren't meaning that their intention is to save the world. Yeah, and to save people. So their intention is right there. However, because they're misled, because it's a misled thing, that they are leading us down the abyss.
But my discussion was, I'm not going to blame a 17-year-old
No, I
because
didn't
what
say
did
I'm
I
gonna
know at
blame, I
17?
didn't say I'm blaming her, right? The fact is that the truth is that with her intentions being kind and good and pure, trying to save, but by because she's been mind controlled, if you like, that they are leading us down into the abyss. Whether I want to help her or I don't want to blame her is that's the fact. Because if less people went along with the system or went along with global climate warming change, then they wouldn't have an agenda. It's only
Yeah,
because people go along with it that they've got an agenda, isn't it?
but my point is always, we've all been there, don't
Yeah, but we're not.
not
We're not.
anymore, but we've all been that person. We've all
Yeah.
helped the agendas along, if you like, don't we?
We've all helped the agenda along, but we've not
Genders,
been.
even past ones,
Yeah,
even.
we've all been there, you know. And other people that have been in there, right? Here, even at this moment in time, we're all helping the agenda along. We can't help that,
Exactly.
regardless
And
of what we do. If you
my
pay your
point.
if we're paying us gas bills to these robbing bastards, then we're helping the agenda, aren't we? Whether we like it or not. And if you don't pay your
But
gas bill, you turn it off. So you're going to
what I was
freeze.
trying to say, if I
You
is,
can't win.
what I was trying to say is, I think the secret to all this is not judging too harshly.
I don't think
That's
it's
what I'd
no,
say.
I'm not judging. I'm certainly not judging. Otherwise, I wouldn't want to help people. I'd say, no jabbed in my clinic, thank you very much. Go screw yourself, right? I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to say is that I'm acknowledging that they've been mind controlled. And I'm also acknowledging that they by being mind controlled, they're leading us into the abyss. Don't matter whether they're
Yeah.
17, 20, or 50, it's irrelevant what age they are. And whether we did it 2 years ago or 25 years ago and not
Yeah,
doing it
exactly.
for it's sort of irrelevant. The fact is that if you're on side with the agenda, whether you're on side with it because you can controlling it, or whether you're on side in it because you've been mind controlled, it's all part of leading us down the path.
Yeah, but like I was saying, there's £1 trillion fucking
I
propaganda
agree,
machine
total,
behind
100%. Yeah,
So you
and
can't
I'm
blame someone
can't
for
blame
falling for it.
them. Well, blame's probably the wrong word. You can acknowledge that they're part of.
You can't hold them totally responsible for their actions, is what I'd
No,
say.
again, it's not a blame thing. You can, because if I don't know that doing something is bad for me or bad for other people, right? Can I be held accountable for my actions if it harms people?
Without
No, I'm being,
outside.
I'm asking you a question. Could I be held accountable for that?
Is my thing flicking out?
Yeah.
Oh, it stops.
The answer to that is yes, it can be, right? And it's not a trick question. I'm not trying to trap anybody. The fact is that if I do something without the knowledge that it's going to harm somebody, right, I can be held accountable if I'm 16-year-old or plus, right? That's the fact of life. Now, whether it's right or wrong or not, it's irrelevant, but that's my actions.
What you're going to ask yourself is, fair. What you're going to ask yourself is, would the 18, 19, 20-year-old you, without any outside influence, have had the jibber jab? You might have done. Probably would have done. Possibly would have done. I don't know. I like
the don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. You can't. It's hard to answer.
I'm not saying I'm any righter than anybody else. No, I'm down the same thing. I'm not saying I'm a purist and I'm perfect. I could be that 17-year-old, right? I could be that 17-year-old.
Exactly. I'm just analysing the situation. Yeah. Who knows? I don't know. I like to think that maybe my fucking pig-headed stubbornness might have kicked in and gone.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not that age now.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I'm glad I'm not out of age.
Imagine
now.
You've had, your 18th birthday were coming up. You've had all those years of, that's fucking horrible.
But you think, right? Some of us didn't have a choice to make. So people like me and you didn't have a choice to make. I weren't at the crossroads. I didn't even go.
No, there were no, right? There wasn't even a discussion.
No, it wasn't even a discussion. Some people had a choice to make. Some people, again, didn't have a choice to make. They were going to have the jab from day one.
Hmm.
Yeah. So they didn't need to be told to have it. They just go back to normal. They were having it. They were queuing up for it, right?
Yeah.
But some people in the middle there didn't want it, right? They didn't want it, but they didn't listen to their intuition.
Mm.
They just went along with it because they didn't want to stand out.
Mm.
Yeah? That's happened throughout the ages in civilizations that have either been utilized against the masses. If you think about, because that smaller portion that just went for it because they were terrified and or wanted the jab because they love jabs for argument's sake and love the medical interaction, but there were a massive amount of people that just wanted to go to Torremolinos,
or keep the job,
or keep the jobs, or whatever it was, or go to a restaurant again or a pub, and they were terrified of not being able to get their materialistic freedoms back, where I were prepared to lose them all.
Mm.
And you were, and many other people were.
Yeah.
It's a difficult one. It is a difficult one. And it's certainly not a blame thing. It's more of an acknowledgement than a blame thing, I think. And it's sad that it's got to come to something like that, because people are being mind controlled. We're all being mind controlled, whether we like it or not. Or the attempt is there. I don't mean to say we're all being controlled and coerced into everything, but the attempt is there. Because we've all got to interact in this stupid world that we live in that's out to shaft you. But, isn't it? I see all the private jets are flying into the World Economic Forum VillainCon in Davos.
Davros.
Yeah, in Davros. A couple of stories from that. Idris Elba is there. Our good friend Idris Elba. I think, has he been knighted him, or is it MBE or something like that? I'm sure he's got an MBE of some nature. I might be wrong.
I know that he was one of the first celebrities to catch Divock.
He's got an OBE. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he was. He was like our Tom Wanks, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he were on there saying how hard it was that he had it, but he's all right.
And he was self-isolating too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shame, isn't it? I like him as an actor, but
he's
clearly.
Well, he's either bought or he's paid for or he's in on it or he hasn't a clue and he's just another one of them drips that just goes along with it because he thinks it's right and he don't want to stand out. Or either way,
you've got a point there. He might have even been told he had the Divock and not thought anything about it.
Yes. Anyway, he's called for investment to help the world's poor, Chris, at the WEF in Davros. He was accompanied by his wife, Sabrina. Not the 80s pop star Sabrina, but another one. She's 32-year-old. Ooh, look, the picture of elegance in a grey fitted dress. Help the world's poor. Help the world's poor.
Fly over in a private jet.
Help the world's poor and watch global climate warming change. Go away. The Elbers were both honoured for their work on environmental conservation, food security, and global climate warming change.
Oh, fuck off.
The UN Goodwill Ambassadors received the Crystal Award in front of global leaders in the government, in government and industry.
Internal.
I'm going to be sick. Yeah.
Backpacking.
Idris's appearance comes after he shared the official release of his latest film, Luther, The Fallen Son.
Bloody hell, Fallen Son, eh?
The actor, who is set to play the lead role, can be seen appearing from a dark shadow in the first dramatic trailer for the film. An ominous voice is then heard saying, "Something's coming. You see me now."
Right, what's that?
Luther, it will arrive at cinemas. So, as well as saving global climate warming change, the planet from that, and the world's poor, he's got a new film out.
Just happened to have a film coming out.
And his wife with a picture of elegance in a grey fitted dress.
I love it when they mention what people wear in those stupid fucking stories, don't you? Looking elegant, showing a bit of leg, etc.
Elegant in a grey fitted dress. And they won the Crystal Award, Chris.
Right.
You know? Cash it in, Elba. Pay for them. World's poor. Yeah. Cash it in.
Yeah.
You know?
Ditch Davos.
Ditch Davos. Don't go. It's going to cost 15 grand to fly me to Davos and buying a water pump in Somalia.
Yeah.
For that queue of kids with flies around their eyes.
Well, I mean,
that you've shown for the last 50 years.
Yeah. Every single thing, every war and every jib jab that could have stopped everything. We could have stopped everything.
Yeah, yeah. Not just throw more money at it. Throw more money at it.
Yeah. Someone's making some dosh. I'm opening a bottle of red, by the way. I've got a Grenache.
A what?
Grenache.
A Grenache.
Australian Grenache.
Yes. Anyway, at Davos, the villain con, prostitutes have gathered in Davos for the annual meeting of the global elite. High-end escort agencies.
So they're not wearing leopard skin and clear heels.
No, they're not wearing clear heels and leopard skin. Which film? I'm going to get you sucker, wasn't it, when he had them heels with goldfish in?
Yeah, goldfish in, yeah.
So where demand for sexual services rockets during the economic summit. I'm glad.
So is that not getting policed then?
No. Oh, no. They've got 5,000. They've got an army of 5,000 guards there, all with machine guns and snipers. Right. Letting prostitutes through.
Right.
I'm an independent reporter. Can come through. No, I'm an hooker. You're straight in. And tranny hookers. Jesus, they're top at list. They're VIP. They're VIP hookers.
They're getting helicopters in to top floor. They're getting penthouses.
I'm sailing into top floor penthouse.
Yeah, but people who go to Davos need hookers as well, not just normal people. Everyone needs them.
All right. I think they need a fucking left hooker. That's what they need, right around chops. But
don't go around
fairness,
eating prostitutes.
Though, the one pleasing sight there, I mean, maybe this is part of hookers coming. Elena Zelensky, Zelensky's wife, maybe she's an high-ender.
Right.
Hooker.
Maybe he is.
Maybe he is, yeah. Playing piano with his nads.
Just in his army.
She said at Davos in an emotional performance, because she's an actress, you know, Chris.
Right, yeah.
She's an actress, right. So we face a collapse of the world as we know it if you don't come and help us.
I'm not going to say off again because I keep saying it.
I know.
But
yeah. We'll get one actor playing keyboard with his nads dressing as a bird, right. And we'll get another bird who looks like a bloke coming on telling us that the world's going to end.
Oh, just quickly, I forgot to tell you this, actually. I totally forgot to tell you this. Did you know that all the mail, you know, because obviously I send quite a lot of sculptures to America. 90% of my sculptures go to America.
Mm.
And they've stopped any mail going out of England. Did you know that?
Right.
It's not on the news or anything. Right. But I went to post something, so I'm like 4 or 5 days behind now, went to post something to the US and Royal Mail wouldn't take it, right? So listen to this. So it said, it was just glitching, right? So I tried to find some news on it. I couldn't find any news on it. I found it on their website. And it started off saying there's been a problem getting stuff out. There's a backlog. It's obviously because of the strikes, isn't it? Because they've had loads of strikes since before Christmas, right, into last year. But now they've said it was a cyber attack by Russians. That's why they can't get any mail to America out of England.
Well, it's one of the big things about Davos, isn't it? There were a big thing about being going to be a cyber attack, and I don't actually spend on videos and stuff like that, but they showed this video about a cyber attack. You know, that's going to be the next thing that's coming, you know, that type of thing. So you know it's going to happen. There's going to be a cyber attack, and everything's going to go down.
Do you reckon there'll be a point when the whole interweb goes down?
Whether it goes down, Or it'll certainly
fakely
be flicking.
Goes down
It'll be like a power cut, won't it? Just, you know, like when they dropped where Facebook went down for a bit, didn't it?
Different
A few
areas,
months
maybe.
ago. Not that I go on Facebook, but
no, they've done it with all of them. They've done it with
Twitter and all of them.
Done it with all of them, haven't they? Everyone goes mental because he's gone. I mean,
the issue is that we've all been, again, all of us
we're
are
all
complicit.
Conditioned into it.
All of
we're
us
all
are complicit and conditioned. The internet is a fantastic thing.
My business is online.
We
do podcasts online.
We do your accounts. You do all this stuff online that we've utilized, and they can just turn it off. Gone.
A lot of banks have gone.
And let's face it, if they turned it off for, let's just say you've got a Zoom account and you rely on it in your business, and they turn it off for 24 hours, it's not really going to affect their business because you're already a member. You're already paying your subscription, but it affects your business. So all these subscription-based entities, if they turn you off for 24 hours, it could totally... Let's just say Zoom went down, then your Sage went down, your accounts, and something else went down. Yeah, and they just kept turning them off and on. It screw everything up.
Well, look
everything.
At this. Look at the post office situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big business, but...
Well, let's face it. How long has post office been going, Chris?
But I've stopped getting orders since... from America since it stopped working 5 days ago.
Yeah. And this is how they're going to control people.
Some people will have massive businesses sending stuff to abroad. It's just stopped now, isn't it? They can't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened in COVID as well, by the way. It happened last Christmas? Or Christmas before. It happened then. You couldn't send anything out for a couple of weeks. It was Christmas before, wasn't it? Yeah.
But never mind, Chris. There's another new variant. Not the Kraken or the Crackhead. Which is obviously a mythical sea monster, but Orthros, a mythical two-headed dog with a serpent's tail.
All right. Really going for mythological monsters then.
Yeah. Yeah. In Greek, it's a Greek word, Orthros, meaning twilight. Weird, that word's come up a few times this week, hasn't it, when we've been talking, twilight. Mm. Yeah.
Wasn't he guarding some at that dog? What was he guarding?
I don't know.
I didn't look into that, yeah.
Your video just keep going a bit strange. I wish I could record this bit. Your mouth's moving right quick.
Oh, yeah.
Can you see it? Fantastic, that. I couldn't have done that any better. That's actually what you look like, really. Like one of them joke jars.
Yeah.
We're going to come on to this guy, Andrew Bridgen, MP. Now, I've had quite a few stuff sent to me. I know we've had some stuff sent to us saying he's a mason and all this stuff. There's something on Google or something like that. I did have a look at it. And it's flimsy evidence, is that, if you ask me, to be quite blunt. Is he being used? I think he's being used. You see that thing he did where he's been kicked out, basically, a party, hasn't he? He's had the whip taken off him. And he's a guy that could be used as a limited hangout, where, whether he knows it or not, he might not be part of it, he might be part of it, he might be made to look part of it, so he gets people in our truth or whatever it is, talking that he's a mason or is this, that, and that. I haven't seen any evidence that he's a mason, not real evidence anyway. What I can say is he's not saying much any different from what everybody else is saying about these. He looks like he's had a bit of an epiphany for me. Now, could he be being used? He could, yes.
Did he mention he had a child?
Yeah. And he said because they were coming after his, well, not coming after his kids, but they were.
He's annoying. He sounds annoyed when he mentions that they were going after 6 months.
Yeah,
old
yeah.
Kids.
It's a bit like Nurse Gladys, isn't it? Yeah. Dr. Campbell, right?
We need to stop talking about him.
No, and it's a bit like him. And I'm going to come on to the other guy as well, Malata or whatever he's called. These people, we've got to be careful because when we want people to speak out, it seems to be that we get people to speak out and then we try and destroy them.
You're better off just observing it and seeing what happens.
Do you know what? That is the best way. The best way.
There's no point judging anybody until we know.
Yeah. If he all of a sudden comes and says, "Join my club, I'm fantastic, and I'm going to lead you into the light and all this stuff," then you start getting worried a bit. But
and also,
it could be a limited hangout, though. Do you know what a limited hangout is, Chris?
You've told me, but I forgot.
Yeah. Well, a limited hangout is where the people in power know they're in trouble with some information that's coming out, so they try and control the narrative.
Right, so like some fat mouth just start blurting his mouth off.
Right. Andrew Bridgen blurts his mouth off and they've got nothing on him. They can't stop him. And they know that these things are happening anyway. So they try and control it by just limiting him to that narrative.
Well, they did limit him, didn't they?
Yeah, and they did limit him, yeah. A bit like this guy who, I mean, he's got studied genetics. And I did a bit of digging. He studied genetics at Nottingham University, same as where Van Tampon went. And he had a degree in biological sciences.
I tell you something that is weird, Fai, just quickly, is when he did that first, before that one, I think he stood up in Parliament, didn't he?
Yeah.
And that one. And there was only like four MPs there. So out of all them MPs, 600 to 700, however many there is,
yeah,
only three or four turned up. So how did they get told not to be there?
I don't know.
They're not allowed to be there?
I think it's like one of those things where if you show your face there, that means you might support it. So you're better off not going. Where are them other two guys, that grey-haired guy, both knighted, sir, whatever they were?
There was a couple of them
that were
there.
Shouting
I don't know
about
if
it in 2020. Where
there was
they
a
gone?
Few of them there. There was a few of them there, Fat.
Yeah, there's an old guy, weren't there? An old grey-haired guy who were shouting about it. That would take a whip off him. I don't think he quite came out and said that. But
well, he's an anti-Semite, because you mentioned.
Well, I'll come
all
to that in a sec. In December, the British Art Foundation, which we're going to come on to further down, criticised Bridgen for saying a conspiracy theory, like we all do, which claims that the foundation covered up evidence of the mRNA jib jabs increasing inflammation of the arteries. Bridgen called for a halt to Divac-19 jibbery jabberies, claiming they damaged people's hearts. The charity categorically denied his allegations. They raise 100 million a year.
In a real world, though, why can't they just have a conversation with him? Why does he have to be labelled this and labelled that?
Well, I would say, Chris, is right. You'd look at it and think, hang on a minute, he's got a degree in biological sciences.
Yeah.
He's not some.
He's got something.
Trust the experts. He's got some sort of level of understanding on genetics
but
and
also,
stuff like that.
He's not an idiot human being. He's a person with an opinion.
Yeah.
And he's an MP. So he's supposed to have some kind of intelligence.
Yeah.
Apparently. So why not listen to him? Why not have a chat with him or ask him where
well,
he got
can't
his
have,
information
they can't
from?
Open that conversation, can they?
Ask him who the guy is who told, he said somebody told him it was, you know, as bad as a whole. Who was that guy? Have a conversation with him.
Yeah. So, yeah, he had his... Rishi Sunak called the comparison to... He actually said that... he didn't say he compared it to the Holocaust, although that's what it says in this news article and on Wikipedia. It says that he had his Conservative whip suspended after comparing the implementation of the Divac jabs to the Holocaust. Now, that's not what he said. He said a Jewish scientist told him that the rollout of the jabs was like... wherever it was, to the Holocaust. He didn't say what they've said. And again, they're just twisting the words. Anyway, Rishi Sunak, who were part of the investment company that started up Moderna, called the comparison utterly unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Never since death infected.
Yeah.
Rat boy.
Yeah, rat ears. So the British Heart Foundation is a cardiovascular research charity in the United Kingdom. It funds medical research related to the heart and circulatory diseases and their risk factors, and runs influencing work aimed at shaping public policy, so it's a PR agency, and raising awareness, so it's a propaganda agency.
Right.
In a 2021 study conducted by YouGov, which Zahawi and his mate Shakespeare set up, remember? It's called YouGov, but it's got nothing to do with the government, so I don't know how to get away with that one. But anyway,
yeah, I remember.
And ranked the British Heart Foundation as the top charity or organisation in the UK who hold a positive opinion. So a lot, it was like something like 40% of the adults who they talked to hold a positive opinion of the organisation. And it says circulatory and heart diseases are estimated to cost the country $9 billion each year. So what they're telling you here is there's a £9 billion business there.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. Heart disease is a £9 billion business. How can we grow it?
Mm. Yeah.
But that's what they're actually saying there.
We can all have a slice of this pie.
It raises 100 million a year. And it currently supports over £410 million worth of life-saving research across 47 institutions in the UK to better understand, prevent, and treat heart and circulatory diseases. So better understand. I mean, let's look at the words, what we're saying here. Better understand. Nowhere in there does it say cure. Yeah, nowhere. Doesn't say cure there, does it?
No, they're not looking for a cure, are they?
No, they're not looking for a cure to better understand. So, in other words, we'll tell you what it is so you understand us. Not the truth, but fact checking. Yeah, and prevent. So, we're going to prevent it by going on this type of diet that doesn't really prevent it and it makes you even iller. And we're going to treat, not cure, treat heart and circulatory diseases. Treat, which we're going to come on to further down, actually. The BMJ, between March 2020 and 2022, said there were more than 30,000 excess deaths involving coronary heart disease, on average of 230 a week above the expected death rate.
Bloody hell.
So in a two-year period, 230 people a week above the expected death rate.
That's just of heart issues.
Yes, yes.
Bloody hell. That's just heart fire.
That's just heart.
And that's probably an underestimate, I would imagine.
Yeah, the chair of the British Heart Foundation is a lady called Dr. Charmaine Griffiths. She's also the chair of the Global Cardiovascular Research Funders Forum. Sounds like something else to me, that, but anyway, here you go. It's not held in Switzerland, is it? Which invests as a group. So what you've got here is all the charities put together, yeah? And and their total money that they invest into research is $600 million annually.
Bloody hell.
Just in heart research, $600 million. Now, you imagine, right, if they found a cure.
Shut it down, oh, isn't it? It's over.
It's gone. It's over. So we've got a cure. All right, it's gone. So all them
how many jobs are involved and how many CEOs are involved in?
So all them people climbing up fucking Kilimanjaro or running London Marathon dressed as a stormtrooper, yeah? and keeling over after 25 cans of Red Bull because they haven't run 100 metres since they were 16. And
did you ever see that, you know, the comedian, Doug Stanhope? Did you ever see he did a skit on Charity?
Right.
And he was going, I can't remember it, so, but he's saying basically these people, you know, they go running every weekend. So this particular weekend, they want everyone to watch, like the sadomasochist. He said, you're a sadomasochist for sponsoring them. Just give them the fucking money for the charity they choose. Yeah. But you've got to watch them run 26 miles and nearly die. Yeah. Just give them some money for it. Just give some money to the charity. Do they need to do that run?
Why do they
all?
Need to do that? Why do they need to do that?
Well, I think most people just usually are getting a little holiday out of it, or something, aren't they? Or, you know. They've never been to Kilimanjaro. Doing it for charity, they get a load of money given to them. They go to Africa for a weekend.
She's also, though, this is what happens. So she'll get paid. I tried looking in how much they got paid, and she got paid, I reckon it's about around about 200 grand a year plus perks, right? But she's also on the board of several different companies or trusts. So she's on board of the Research Funders Forum. I don't know how much she gets paid for that. She's on the board of the Cranfield Trust. She's a board member of the European Heart Network. She's a non-executive at the Human Tissue Authority, which we'll come on to in a sec, of that one. Now, there's another guy. That's just a bit of an insert into the Heart Foundation. There's so many charities. I think there's 18,000 charities in the UK. Roughly.
Different charities.
Different charities, yeah.
If I just quickly, totally coincidentally, I was just sat in the living room when my doorbell rang and I answered it and it was a young girl from Scope. Mm-hmm. She started giving me all the blur, blah, blah, blah. And I went, look, can I stop you? What is it you said? And I said, look, I don't trust any. I said, no disrespect to you because I know you're just trying to do a job, but I don't trust any charity. I will not be giving any money to any charities.
Yeah.
I said, people at the top of these charities earn a fortune. And she goes, I don't. I said, I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you're doing it for the best of intentions. I'm really sorry, but I definitely will not be giving you any money.
Yeah.
That was today. It was about 2 hours ago.
I just think you're tight. Don't you give 10 quid a month to that snow leopard?
It's not a snow leopard. It's a panda.
Oh, he's a panda. He's a panda this week.
Sending me letters and I get a cuddly panda.
Yeah. It's not that village in... not that village 38 Blowpipe Terrace in Kenya.
It's funny as well with these things, isn't it? You know, when you get that, you get like an envelope, just basically a guilt envelope trying to make you feel guilty. Yeah. They cost some money to send out. Post them out in
I looked at their accounts at Foundation. They spend 140 million or whatever it is a year.
My wife. And you won't find anyone who's got a negative opinion of them.
No,
would
my wife were worked in banking. Said some charities used to bank with them, and they had millions in their accounts. They didn't touch. She said, you should have seen some of the money in the accounts were unbelievable. You'd think she used to think when she was young, when she was looking, why aren't they spending this on helping people?
Well, didn't
it's a bit
they
like the
find
homeless charity. What's the homeless charity? I forget
shelter?
what.
Shelter.
Anyway, yeah, shelter. Again, if they sorted out homelessness, there would be no homelessness. And then
Well,
there
shouldn't
would be
be.
no charity.
There shouldn't be any homelessness in modern day society, should there?
Yeah. Again, it's another thing that's designed to fail.
Yeah.
Because you've got people in jobs in charities who don't want to wreck it. If you think about it, you've got people in jobs in charities who don't want to solve the problem because they'll be out of a job if they did.
And underneath those jobs, you have small armies of volunteers
Yeah.
who just think they're doing the right
A
thing,
bit like
which.
insurance. I remember 20 odd years ago talking to my mates when we were back at my crappy apartment after a club, saying to them, frying the red probably, but saying to them that insurance companies want crime. Nah, rubbish. No, they want crime. Because if there were no crime, you wouldn't have to insure your house for
That's
crime.
true.
So they want
The
crime.
example I always give is the minute someone invented a bullet, someone wanted a war. You know, the minute someone invented a gun, someone wanted you to
No, it's
shoot
just for
people.
defense, Chris. It's just for defense. It's defense. Defense. Not offense. Defense. Because it used to be the Ministry of War, didn't it? Now it's Defense Ministry.
Like
Just
what?
defense.
Yeah.
It's
Like
been
the.
rebranded.
What with that rebranding of the medical, what is it? Security medical, what is it
Yeah,
called
health
now?
security. Health security that ain't got any security for us at all.
Another rebranding.
Yeah, another rebranding that actually means the total opposite of what it's meant to mean. One doctor who seems to, and I've mentioned him a few times, Dr. Asim Malata, he was interviewed on BBC and seemed to slip in a few choice words that got people a bit excited. And a few other people said, ah, he's an insider, he's all this and all that type of thing. And you know,
I watched that. I think he was playing the game.
yeah, I think he was playing the game. He understands TV. But I mean, I've said this a few times about a lot of these people that I've heard him talk and he's still saying that normal jib jabs are safe. It's just this one that isn't.
He might
Now, I
believe
don't
that
know if he
side.
thinks that or he doesn't, right? Maybe he's playing the game. But you've got to take him at face value. And I think he's had an epiphany because his father passed away. And I think I remember seeing him because I went into studying health. I remember watching him 5 years ago now at the European Parliament talking about that if we change people's diets, they'll be a lot healthier. And I thought, wow, this is a breath of fresh air. An actual doctor talking about this stuff, which was first time, you know, one of the first British ones I've seen talking about it. And I thought, he's. And then he came out in the Divock, and I expected him to talk out, and he was calling anti-vaxxers and stuff like that. And then I think what's happened is his father, who was called Dr. Kailash Chand, he was an honorary vice president and deputy chairman of the Council of the British Medical Association, so quite a high up guy. And he was an awarded a Chand was awarded an OBE in 2010, but he died on the 26th of July 2021
Sudden
after
death, yeah.
suffering a cardiac arrest. And he said the ambulance took more than 30 minutes to arrive, more than four times the NHS's target. And he actually said an Uber or a Deliveroo driver could have made it quicker than the ambulance got here.
Didn't he say that he blamed it on the jibby jab? I think he did, didn't
I think he has. I don't know because I haven't heard that. But
he?
he
He
was
did.
also talking about statins going back the years, saying that they're bad for you. So I was quite surprised to say for him to say talk about because they had him on talking about statins, didn't they? That's what they want to talk about.
That was the conversation, yeah.
And
And
the
then
conversation was
he spun
statins.
off onto that,
He
which
did.
again, I think that's him playing the. I'd like to think anyway, over cover
However,
or playing the
yes, they
TV.
could, but the BBC, unless somebody got him on, but you never know, somebody inside the BBC might have
Should have
got him
had the
on knowing.
finger over that button
Yeah,
going, hang on a minute,
I'm not going to press that. Let them go because
let it go from
my granddad passed away as well, so I'm going to leave it on.
Can you go envision a producer going, press the
Cut him
fucking
off.
button? But that
But
woman was the woman who was interviewing him was clearly getting screamed in her ear because she could see her get stressed. She was flicking through her papers. And I showed it to my missus, and even she said, she's getting shouted at, you can tell. She knows
I thought
about
that as well.
that.
I couldn't watch it at first because I thought I was just going to talk nonsense again. But no, I didn't actually.
It was very strange, yeah.
So is he a shill? No, I don't think he is. Is Killary Jones working for opposition? Yeah, I think he is. Is this guy? No, I think he's not fully there because he still thinks normal jib jabs are all safe and effective, but this one isn't. However, he's seen firsthand what these things do now. And you know, there's not like a compelling event to wake you up, and there's not more serious than somebody passing away sadly, like his father, and him putting two and two together, and realizing that because he's an intelligent guy, whatever intelligence means nowadays, but he's obviously jumped over the fence, and we should be encouraging more of these people to jump over the fence, not calling them out because they're possible, like that bridge and like the other one. And yeah, if they turn out to be on the other side, then we've gone down the wrong road. But at the minute, on face value, I can only say that Bridgen is talking about things we talk about, and other people, and so is Malata.
Again, in fact, all you can do is observe anyway. There's nothing
Malata,
you can
yeah.
do about it anyway, is there? So all
No,
you can do is
nothing we can
observe.
do.
Malata's got the cutest little beaver teeth.
Yeah. However, right, that's why I like doing our own shows, because, you know, we're not under. At the
Was
minute,
it?
under the control of what we talk about. So on the BBC, he is. So that you've got to do it in a way like Andrew Bridgen did as an MP or he did on BBC, dropping nuances in. You can't just come out and talk, otherwise they won't have you on.
They've got to play the game, haven't they?
Yeah. And Bridgen didn't play the game because he came out and said it purely and
But
he's been
also,
kicked out.
who's not to know that everything's an act? Everything we see, you know, we don't know, do so. Like I said, keep saying, all we can
No.
do is watch and see what happens.
It's like I was talking to somebody today, and he said his wife watches Russell Brand, which
Right.
could turn me toes. But she's totally on side with everything that we talk about,
Yeah, I've met a few people
and
like
so
that.
is he. Yeah. So, do you know what? My view on Russell Brand is my view, right? But I hope I'm wrong.
If I'm honest,
I hope I'm wrong.
I don't
Yeah.
really know what he talks about because I'm
I don't
I
watch
don't
him.
really
No.
I can't really watch him.
No.
That's just
But
my
do
personal
you know
opinion.
what? I hope I'm wrong about this person. Right, I hope I'm wrong about him. I do, but
Who
on the other
knows?
side, other people won't hope they're wrong. You know, we do on this side, don't we? Anyway, talking about statins, that news story on the back of that guy getting interviewed on BBC, Dr. Naseem Malata. The NHS had released a story saying that 15 million more people, not just more people. In England, could be prescribed daily cholesterol-lowering statin pills to cut risk of heart attacks and stroke, new advice from the NHS says. NHS says anyone over 18 can get statins. 18.
So,
Why should an 18-year-old have
have any
issues with
concern of,
high cholesterol? I mean, we'll come on to that in a sec, but
I mean, does that mean that there's a larger people talking about having a feeling like they've got a heart problem? So there's
well,
a demand for those statins.
when did we put that video on from BBC? Last November, it was, I
Yeah.
think. So that won't happen. This weren't happening in the numbers. It's happening now.
Yeah.
So they've got to keep coming up with, oh, it's SADS or whatever they called it, sudden
Yeah.
adult death, or it's shaking your fucking quilt, or it's gardening, or it's pulling your trousers up too fast, or whatever it is that they're coming up
Digging
with
snot
next.
at your garden.
So
Or
now they've got to come up with. It's you know, 18-year-old pluses now having problems because they know that 230 people a day extra are dying.
week.
A week, sorry. A week, sorry.
Well, you imagine if you're 16, say 17, you don't really know, and all of a sudden you go from 16 to 18, then you realize that that is a thing. The older generation know that didn't used to be a thing. They don't know if it was or not.
I don't know. Some older generation just you mention
Well,
it to them,
people
they
are
go,
forgetting.
well, no. It probably happened before when we were at football. We just didn't know about it.
Have you actually heard that being said?
Yes.
Right, fucking hell.
I know. We probably just want on news.
Yeah.
And
A
these are
Wi-Fi
people our
password.
age, Chris. You know, I know you're not into sport, but any sporting event, it didn't happen. It did happen. Hey,
Yeah,
look, I'm sure it
I'm
did
into
happen every
sport,
now and
but
again, but this
I
is
wouldn't.
happening more. And more and more.
And you can't stop it at sporting events because there's a massive gathering of thousands and thousands of people.
Yes.
So that's the difference, isn't it? That's why
Yes,
you
that's
see
the
it as fighting
difference.
events. It's because where else does that many people gather other than like rock concerts are?
Yeah, apparently somebody put a comment on about them defibs saying when you open it up, there's a recorded thing in
Yeah,
there.
I saw
That, do you
that.
see that? Yeah, so the
Yeah.
recorded voice or announcement that shows you how to use it.
One of our friends who sent us these might send me this vest actually. Johnny Fox sent me an email. He messaged me today and said, somebody he knows, a 20-year-old's gone deaf in one ear, and they said I'll go deaf in the other one as well.
And these are the other things. I mean, that's quite light to what's happening to some people, but this is what's happening. And
Still a
there's an,
life-changing
yeah,
thing, isn't it?
there's a new 2-minute test online going back to these statins that could help save your life, Chris, that will tell you whether you're at risk. So if you're at risk, then you can do this online test which asks you sex at birth, your height, your weight, your
Size of your
postcode.
tits.
Whether you can play a keyboard with your knob while you've got a pair of glue up bolt on
Hold on,
top.
tits.
And a few other questions, ethnicity, have you got anybody else with art problems in your family? Because it's obviously their fault that you're 18 and you've got this now, and yada yada yada, right? And then what they'll do is they'll put you in touch with a doctor and prescribe you some statins. Now, what got me is, which again, I'll come on to in a minute, but Chris Whitty, the UK's chief medical officer, recently warned that thousands of middle-aged people are dying of heart conditions because they did not get statins or blood pressure medicines during the pandemic.
Right, so what all these 18-year-olds are supposed to be getting statins, were
Well, the 18-year-olds, yeah. I mean, he did say middle-aged, but. So what you're saying is they actually stopped sending medicines out during the pandemic.
Why have they dragged that rat out again?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't
Dragged him
know.
out from his little
Yeah.
greasy whatever layer he's
Yeah.
got.
CVD, cardiovascular disease, which includes heart attacks and strokes, kills more people across the world than any other illness. And I know this because when I was writing my blogs going back 4 or 5 years ago, I knew that the World Health Organization estimated about 18 million people are killed. This is what it says on there, are killed by the condition. I mean, if you imagine that's
Strange wording, isn't
yearly,
it?
that's annually,
Strange wording
very
as well.
strange wording, yeah. Accounting for 30% of all deaths in the world.
Right, really? Bloody hell.
So 18 million people are killed. That's what it says. I copied and pasted that line. In the
Weird,
UK,
isn't it? Yeah.
CVD is
What?
responsible for a quarter of all deaths. It's 160,000 each year.
Right.
One every 3 minutes.
Good job they got those giant charities to look after everybody.
Yeah. The British Heart Foundation estimates that more than 7 million people are now living with CVD in the UK. The update comes after a landmark study last year that reveals statins have been wrongly blamed for muscle pains that are really a symptom of old age. So there's been a
Don't.
study, right? Because if you remember, a few years ago, people were saying that these things are absolutely destroying people's statins, right? So they've done
Right.
a study. People are getting muscle pains. And I know people who were on statins,
For cholesterol, is it?
they
Is that
got
what that's
muscle
meant for
pain for high
cholesterol?
cholesterol. We'll come on to cholesterol in a sec, yeah? And so they were complaining of muscle pains. I mean, it affected people mentally as well. So, and all statins are, or some of them are, derivatives of red yeast wine. And so that does lower the bad cholesterol in your system. There's no doubt about
Red
that.
yeast wine.
Yeah, capsules, you're getting like powder.
I'm fucking laughing. I'm never going to
Yeah, no, it's not red wine, Chris.
get
Anyway, so.
cholesterol.
Oxford University researchers showed definitively, Chris, that warnings about potential side effects for statins are unfounded and people's complaints are largely ordinary niggles, which are often the result of aging or being too active.
Right, it's
The
all in the
gold
mind,
standard,
basically.
so it's a
Yeah.
gold standard study, this Oxford one, Chris. Remember what they
Right.
invented as well, weapons that
Yeah.
kill, published in The Lancet, well, another trustworthy publication, involved 155,000 patients or were they just subjects, and found an almost identical risk of muscle pain in people not taking statins.
Oh, it's all right then.
That's all right then. Yeah. I'll just bring up this blog that I wrote a few years ago. I had another quick scan at it. I'll share it with you. It's actually on Sheep Farm's blog, if you want to go. It's called Statin Side Effects. I'll just share the screen with you, Chris.
Ida.
Yes. Do you see that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it, but I can't move it.
No, you don't want to move it. I'm moving it.
All right. All right.
So, I wrote a blog about what are statins. Statins are obviously pharma drugs. And I'm going to talk about the ingredients. About 200 million people around the world are on these things. There are several companies that make them. And there are a number of different statin drugs available. And we'll talk about what are statins, do all statins have potential side effects, et cetera, et cetera. So according to the NHS, statins are a group of medicines that can help lower low-density lipoproteins, LDLs, cholesterol, in the blood. LDL cholesterol is often referred to as bad cholesterol, although that's not quite true because they've just found that there's different derivatives of LDLs, and I think some of them that they're getting rid of is actually not all bad cholesterol. But anyway, we're not going to play on that one at the minute. Statins reduce the production of this inside the liver, so they're altering the production of cholesterol in the liver. Now, bear in mind that statins get rid of all cholesterol, lower it all. And your brain mass, the stuff that surrounds your brain, is made up of cholesterol.
Right.
So one of the big things that the side effects are is brain problems.
It's quite a big thing, cholesterol, though, going back a few years. It's not, you don't hear it talked about as much, do you? There was a big push for it, weren't there?
Well, I think there were a big push for it because obviously a lot of these drugs had patents around them. It's a $20 billion a year industry globally. And once the patents run out and they're just a generic drug, they're not worth anything anymore. They move on to the next patent because a patent, we've talked about this before, gives them a period of time where they've got a free run at it. Once,
so without being a total conspiracy nut, would you hazard a guess that they were pushing this to flog this drug for?
Yeah, I'd say so. Because one of the main drugs is Lipitor, which is made by Pfizer.
Because you've totally jogged my memory now, because it was, everyone was talking about cholesterol, weren't they?
Yes.
What, 10 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. And so, yeah, Lipitor is one of the main drugs. I'll just go on to here. So it's called Atorvastatin. That's what the brand, the pharmaceutical name is it. And the brand name is Lipitor. Let's have a look at side effects. Common side effects in this. And I'm on NHS website now, by the way. Feeling sick, nausea, indigestion, headaches, nosebleeds, sore throat, cold-like symptoms, runny nose, constipation. It says fart in here.
Farting.
Diarrhea. Serious side effects. Muscle pain. Oh, no, it can't be muscle pain because they've proved that it doesn't cause muscle pain.
No.
At Oxford University.
Because they're getting old. And
they're too active. Tenderness, weakness or cramps. These can be signs of muscle breakdowns and kidney damage. But they've just proved that it don't work like that. So all bets are off. The whites of your eyes can turn yellow. The skin turns yellow. Although this may be less obvious on brown or black skin. Or if you have pale poo or dark pee, these can be signs of liver problems. So you can see that there's a few issues like stomach pain. You might get pancreatitis. You might get lung diseases, etc., etc. Nothing to see here, Chris.
All from statins that we're telling everyone to take. When did it start, the cholesterol push for?
80s, probably. Well, it was in the 90s where they started blaming 90s, fat for.
Yeah.
No, sorry, in the 70s when Coca-Cola funded the big push on that fat were causing...
And sugar was fine.
Yeah. And sugar were fine. When in reality, it's probably the other way. Well, it is the other way around. Yeah. That was the big push.
I remember the 90s were a big cholesterol thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just thought interesting that I wrote that
If
about
you're
5 years
watching this with
ago.
our eyes now, I reckon, say in the 90s, when there was this cholesterol push and the statin, you probably piece it together a lot easier. Well, it's easier to piece together now because of the internet. But what I mean is, it'd have been in newspapers, et cetera, then statins came out and everyone's cured and it's fine. And then
And
there's a
now,
massive rise in
obviously,
heart disease.
and we can use that because we're going to jab billions of people in whatever a generation.
It's gone
But
on
never
forever,
mind,
hasn't
Chris, never mind. Because Moderna has started trialing a new mRNA shot, like we say, shot, that is injected directly into the heart to treat heart attack patients.
it? No. Why not? You might as well, mate.
You might
Have
as
you got a
well, man.
brain?
You might as
Have
well
you got a
go for it.
brain one as well?
So
Putting straight in your brain.
Pfizer produce 15 million statins. Now that's just one dose, remember? So 15 million. So if they have
So
one a
what?
month, yeah. So
Well,
it's 15 times 12 then.
I saw one article that said 25 million.
But it's right. Think of 25 million people, more people than already take them, right? But that's one dose a month. Times that by 12 months, or 12
Yeah,
boxes, or whatever it is.
someone's making a shitload.
Then Moderna. Oh, Rishi Sunak was an early f worked for the company, the early founder, Sir Chris Hon, and AstraZeneca own a big chunk of Moderna as well. They've come up. I put a video on Sheep Farm 2, if you want to watch it, of the Moderna CEO reptile,
Just the
which
fact that
Stefan Bancel. I'll come on to him in a sec.
Ratboy had anything to do with Moderna should be an alarm bell to anybody.
Yes. Anything to do
Anything to
with
do.
it.
And again, like we said in probably the last one, the fact that weapons that kills a Necker, no longer, you can't even get that anymore.
We can't get the
It's like
AstraZeneca
a
jibber jabbering.
vintage. It's like a vintage jibber jabber.
It's like the first
Get them
edition
on eBay.
retro.
Retro, you can get it on eBay.
Get it on get retro. They've all been knighted though and given day muds and stuff like that for saving the world, but you can't get it anymore because it were
But
killing people.
that's not shouted about, is it?
Well, it's not going to be, is it? It's not on BBC, is it?
No.
So the shot encodes for relaxin, it's called, a hormone which is known to improve blood flow. The vaccine uses the same technology, like that, as the company's flagship COVID jab and is designed for people weeks or months after a heart attack to help them recover. Moderna's CEO, Stefan Bancel, told Sky News Australia in October, "We have now in the clinic a super exciting program where we inject mRNA into people's hearts after a heart attack to grow back new blood vessels and help revascularize the heart."
Right. So just talking from the sidelines, there's an umpteen, right? They've basically damaged everyone's heart and now they've come out with a jab to go straight into your heart and fix it.
That sounds about right, Chris.
Couldn't make this shit up, could you, fat?
No, you couldn't make it up.
It's like a fucking dystopian sci-fi film.
It is a dystopian sci-fi
It is a
film that we're
dystopian
living through.
sci-fi film.
That we're living
I'm pretty
through.
sure that on a loose kind of way, that's the story of Kingsman 2. Create the illness, then come up with a solution.
I
And probably
mean,
numerous James Bond films as well. Try to stab it straight into your heart, though.
well,
Just on a surface level.
but not just that, right? They're obviously causing heart conditions. Now they've come up with heart. That alone should be, well, hang on a minute. The people are getting keeling over at football games and stuff like that and NFL matches
Because
because
of
of
the jibber
jab.
jab.
And
And the
now they've come up
same.
with this as well. Surely anybody could put two and two together.
You'd think they'd even make up a rogue company and come from the outside, but it's the
And
exact
it's,
same
don't
company.
need to do that because nobody's questioning it. Nobody's questioning it. So this Stefan Bancel, I'm surprised he hasn't been knighted as well, is a French billionaire businessman. He's the chief executive officer and 9% shareholder of Moderna, an American
Moderna.
biotechnology company, which is favored by the deep state for its divot jib jab. In August 21, his fortune was estimated at 12.5 billion. He's participated in the World Economic Forum VillainCon events in 2011, 2017, 2020, 2022, and 2023. And he was selected as a young global leader by Sir Klaus Schwab in 2009.
What was he doing in 2021 then?
I don't know. He might just have the year off, count his money
lying
somewhere.
In a bath for cash.
Yeah, yeah. Coming up with a new injection. Moderna's increased share price. Oh no, they're going to increase the price of the jib jab fivefold, which is going to make it a 10,000% markup.
You must need to rake some cash back. It was
the research and development there.
They were a non-profit project.
Yeah, doing it for free. Yeah.
No, they must be doing that because they must have some costs or something.
Yeah, the costs associated. They're doing to match rival Michelle Pfizer's rise in their price of their jabs.
Right.
They've also just signed a multi-million pound production site in the UK and are contracted to make millions more mRNA assault weapons for the decade of Britney Spears. That's what somebody wrote in. Assault weapons like that. I forgot the name of the chap who wrote that, actually. It's a good line.
I know this is really obvious, right? Mm. Right. I live near quite a big hospital.
Right.
There's a big hospital in Cambridge. Well, I can say it doesn't really matter, does it? There's Addenbrooke's is in Cambridge, which is massive.
There's only one big hospital in Cambridge, Chris.
Yeah, so there's no point in not pretending. Anyway, I don't live that far away from there. Mm. But what's interesting, I'm really thick for not...
There'll be loads of people now walking around Addenbrooke's trying to look for you.
It's like a mile long, that place, you know, far.
Right.
But the funny thing is, right, through all the nonsense, obviously, I used to drive past it, and it was empty, to be fair. But through all the nonsense, they've continued to extend it. Now they've got Papworth, and it's got further and further.
Right.
And it's massive. It was already massive, right? Mm. But now it's like... they've been building it all through the nonsense right up to now. And it has literally grown by about half a mile square in the last 6 months. So what's going on there? What are they up to?
Well, these things, if you look at them now...
Saying the NHS is in trouble, though, fighting. It's all ending. But this hospital is getting bigger and bigger on a weekly basis.
But a lot of them are like the sort of like private trust type things, aren't they? Yeah.
They look pretty swanky as well, to be fair. The buildings are swanky. They don't look like NHS buildings.
Yeah. Well, again, what else can we trust? They're saying the NHS is in a mess, but yet they're still pumping $200 billion, billion pounds plus into it.
But are they pumping that money into these buildings and then it'll just get, they'll switch through and it'll all be
Well, again,
private.
It's $200 billion business, isn't it? Mm. When you think about it. You know, what would it be worth that on stock market? Yeah. It's something ridiculous, like the sixth biggest business in the world. Yeah. Some ridiculous thing, if it were a business.
And you start thinking that maybe it was all a setup from day one.
Well, everything, as we know, we're finding out everything's a frigging setup, Chris. Although the CDC and FDA say they're investigating a possible link between Pfizer's COVID rooster booster and strokes in seniors over 65. But officials have no concerns at this time.
Right. No reason to be concerned. Why would you be concerned?
No, not for people over 65. Fuck them. I mean, I'm really joking then, but if officials have no concerns at this time, I mean, why are the officials?
When are they going to have a concern?
Yeah. You know, meanwhile, at the Batcave, Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah.
Plus, what was that guitarist again? Every week now, every week, even the famous people. So what's happening to the peasants like all of us? Famous people are biting the bullet. I don't mean they've all been tapped. I don't know if they have, but I'm sure a lot of them believe in like Tom Wanks and stuff like this. I'm sure they all believe in it.
Put it like this, right, Dom. The amount of famous people is a reflection on everyday society, isn't it?
Yes.
So... Yeah. If you've got an uprise in them having issues, you've got an uprise in the general populace having issues.
Yeah.
I would gather. But it would be the same percentage.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It's a strange...
If I'm honest, when we talked about this two and a half year ago, right, and we're on about, you know, you're going to open your windows, it's going to be children of men, like, you know, birds whistling and less fuck. I know it hadn't reached that stage, but we kind of speculated on birth control more than anything. I think this is probably worse than I thought. or more than
no, we speculated on both of it, really.
We did, especially when we saw those defibs popping up everywhere.
Yeah, and we weren't the only ones. I'm not saying we're nothing.
Not at all.
We're not that. We know we're not clever. You know,
we just see what's going on. But
yeah,
we noticed the defibs and you noticed the weightlifters and stuff. But at this point in time, as I'm speaking now, I don't think we foresaw. Oh, I don't. I like to think I didn't. You say I'm still in denial. I think I've been in denial up to last week.
Yeah.
Until you start actually going, hang on a minute. I think it was my thing at work. It just made me realise, fucking hell. No one's noticed. No one's talked about it.
No.
No one's mentioned.
No.
I will mention it, but I'm going to wait a while. But I will bring it up with a few of them and just say, do you not think it's funny? But you can't ignore that, can you?
Well, we can't, but people can. People
well, even
won't
I
stop.
Did. Even
you,
I did.
You try talking about lockdown. You try talking about 2020. To me, it's still hot in my memory.
Mm.
You know, it'd be like the outbreak of Second World War. People who were there would remember that. Or the outbreak of World War One or whatever, or the ending of these things. There'll be no end to this. That's the difference between this and World War One and World War Two. This will be like the Cold War. There'll be no end to it.
Well, there was no end to any of it because World War One started, a very short, brief gap, and then World War Two started.
Or I mean, more meaning the 4 years, 4.5 years of the actual real solid fighting, but there were no end to it afterwards. It's just one war to these bastards who are controlling it.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. And after World War Two, Cold War started, and then it spun straight into all the Arabs want to kill us.
Yeah.
And Muslims want to kill us. Then it's blended straight into this. So it's been a non-stop attack.
Yeah, and climate wants to kill us.
No, climate wants
to kill us. It's all our fault.
It's all our fault. Feel guilty. You
what did Greta Tintin, Thunderbird, say the other day? Nothing's going back to normal or something like that.
Right, okay. I'm going to take my fucking world advice from a 14-year-old.
Well, sadly, people are. Like that person you were talking to earlier. She's taking her advice to stopping eating meat because people like Tintin are telling her not to eat meat. You know, her house is on fire. And Al Gore and all these other people that we talk about. You know, that's all these people are taking their... people like Professor Brian Cockend, you know.
Do you know, the funny thing is, I don't eat meat, but I don't like to talk about it because I don't want to be part of that agenda.
Yeah. Well, I don't eat red meat. This is a personal health thing, though, for me. Because a lot of the food didn't agree with me. And I think certain foods, right, and I know it's quite a touchy subject talking about diets and what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat, because it is individual and it's personal, yeah? Didn't we say you shouldn't talk about it? But I
should
eat
talk
things...
About it.
I
talk about everything.
Well, no, for me personally, eat things that give me a better life from this recovery from Lyme disease, you know? I'm still hardcore on my diet. I don't eat anything outside what I normally eat, simply because if I do, it affects me.
Yeah.
It's simple as that.
Then you ring me and moan to me.
Yeah, well, whatever. but it does, it affects me. So I don't eat it. And red meat's one of them that affects me.
I still eat a bit of fish, but that's only because they ain't got eyebrows.
Yeah.
I've got eyelashes and eyebrows. There's a guilt level for me.
Right. Is that what it is?
Yeah, fish.
Just what about eyeballs?
No, eyeballs are all right. Took them straight out of the fucking head.
But no, I eat fish, plenty of fish. But yeah, I don't eat. Yeah, anyway, there's a reason behind that. But I don't know how we got onto that. But the Lancet are investigating the reliability of a drug called Rivaroxaban. Rivaroxaban. I like where they come up with these stupid names that nobody can pronounce as well. Why not just call it something that you can pronounce? Why do you have to come up with this shite name, Rivaroxaban?
Just to make it sound Latin and make it sound important, I think.
So they're going to investigate this drug. The study in question refers to a very specific use of Rivaroxaban in a particular group of patients used to prevent blood clots. After an operation.
All right. Well, so they've invented
a blood thinner. It's a blood thinner.
Yeah, but what I mean, so they've invented a blood clot diffuser.
Yeah, well, there's lots of like warfarin and heparin and things like that thin your blood that they use, and this is a similar thing. Now, what I found interesting in this, Rivaroxaban was spelled R I V ARXABAN is approved by the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence. You like that, Chris? It's called
Nice,
NICE.
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 Yeah,
it's called
about
NICE.
Talked about those before.
For the prevention of strokes and embolisms. So they give this to people for the prevention of strokes and embolisms. In 2009, a study on the blood thinner appeared to show it was safe and effective. We've heard them words before, Chris. The efficacy.
Got no imagination, these fuckers. Yeah, they can't come up with a new word. No.
But now the medical journal, Lancet, has warned of inaccuracies in the data, and the trial data. Rivaroxaban, sold under the brand names of, here's another one, Arelto, starts with an X, among others, is an anticoagulant medication or a blood thinner used to treat and prevent blood clots. Specifically, it is used to treat deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolisms and prevent blood clots and in atrial fibrillation and following hip or knee surgery. So I would think that's hip or knee replacement surgery. But
makes me cringe when you say that.
Yeah, common side effects include bleeding. So it thins your blood, but if you get a knock, it can make you like a bit of a
too thin.
Because it thins your blood. It doesn't clot properly. Other serious side effects may include spinal hematoma, which is basically bleeding of your spinal cord or your, and anaphylaxis. So you've had an anaphylactic reaction to it. Anyway, it's unclear. I'm reading this off the packaging, off the report. It's unclear if use in pregnancy and breastfeeding is safe. So they've just said all that, right? And then they've said it's unclear. I mean, would you really give...
Don't trust for a fucking second.
No. It is on the World Health Organization list of essential medicines, right? In 2020, it was the 86th most commonly prescribed medication in the US, with more than 8 million prescriptions. In July 2012, the UK's National Institute for Health, NICE, recommended Rivaroxaban to prevent and treat these embolisms. So Rivaroxaban was initially developed by Bayer, so they own the patent. Bayer worth over $60 billion with revenues of $54 billion in 2022.
No, but they're a massively ethical company.
Yeah. Bayer, they own Monsanto.
Yeah.
In the US, it's marketed by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, a part of Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson got a market cap of $450 billion and revenues of $93 billion a year. Now, Janssen, I don't know if you remember, but what did Janssen produce, Chris?
What, that poison talcum powder?
They did a jib jab that apparently got, I think that got pulled and all. Johnson & Johnson obviously had talcum powder, gave talcum powder.
Is Johnson & Johnson Janssen? I think, is it the same company?
Well, Johnson & Johnson owned Janssen Pharmaceuticals. So on March 2019, over 25,000 lawsuits over Rivaroxaban in the US were settled for $775 million, so just short of $1 billion, or $750 million, but paid out to those affected.
And they've got to keep quiet, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Oh, they signed an NDA. That's it. Yeah.
So 25,000 lawsuits.
Yeah.
And that's not including who didn't.
That's just in US.
But that's not including who didn't file a lawsuit.
Exactly. Or who qualified.
And they would have put into their business plan that paying out $775 million is all right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because share prices have gone up. It hasn't affected it. They're worth $450 billion.
I remember us doing that. And so no one sat at the top of that thinking, should we not be worried about the 250,000 people we fucking killed or damaged? No, we've got it covered, don't worry. It's all in the business plan.
Actually, what happens is you find that the share price, when the lawsuit starts, drops.
Yeah.
And then when they come up with a settlement, it increases.
I remember doing the research on this, and they didn't pay out as much as they expected, and the share price went up.
So this is one drug, right? The 86th biggest selling drug involving two of the biggest pharmaceutical companies, and they've paid out just short $750 million in America. I'm going to come on. The reason I started looking at that one because of the NICE, because the reason that I started thinking about the watchdog which is called NICE, is because I read that children's prescriptions for anti-psychotropic or psychotic medicines have doubled in the last 20 years. A study finds as children as young as three are getting them for reasons like autism and ADHD. And that, so NICE approved these antipsychotics. Jerry will have a field day with this. Kids. And the drugs, which have a tranquilizing effect, are typically used in adults to treat major mental illnesses such as schizophrenia. Researchers found that they're regularly dished out for an increasingly broad range of reasons, including ADHD and autism, and prescribed. So the drugs are risperidone and aripiprazole. And so they're given to young children now. They've been given. So I looked at the side effects of these drugs. And it's only because I was looking into the National Institute for Health
and
Care.
Are they the ones Jerry
talked
about, Fire?
These are the ones that Jerry talks about.
Same drugs.
Yeah, exactly the same drugs that he talks about. And I looked into. Let me share the screen with you again. Can you see that there? So common side effects for these are, so these are meant to calm you down, but common side effects are agitation, anxiety, constipation, dizziness, drowsiness,
more relaxed, yeah.
Dystonia, hypopyramidal reaction, nausea, rhinitis, and weight gain. Other side effects include abdominal pain, sialorrhea, skin rashes, tachycardia. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. Elderly patients with dementia-related psychosis treated with these drugs are at increased risk of death. I can't get
tell
much
it
more.
How it is. Tell
this
it how
is,
it is.
But I'm reading this on drugs.com. This is like where people go to. It's like off the packaging. So look at all these side effects here, more common. Look at them all. Back pain, chest pain. I mean, there must be 30 side up memory problems, shuffle walking. That's what Jerry talks
that's
about.
That's what Jerry talked about. Because yeah. I always thought that shuffle walk was part of the mental problems. When you see like films like One for All of the Cuckoo's Nest, there's always someone shuffling around. Yeah. Jerry told us that it's the drugs.
Yeah. So trembling and shaking.
Tick lights, twitching and movements. Yeah. I mean, you always think in films when you see them in a mental institute that they're ticking, that's part of their mental illness, but it's drugs.
It's not. But maybe they want it to look like it's part of the mental illness.
Well, they have, because I believed it was. I mean, trembling, shaking of fingers and hands, trouble sleeping, twisted body movements.
Children
all these
as
things,
young as 3 year old, Chris.
All these things, Fat, you see in films about mental institutes.
Yeah. Are they wanting people to tune into that? You know, the voices that Jerry talks about. Is that what they're doing this for?
What I'm saying is, Fat, right? You go to your doctor and say you've got, you know, you're hearing voices, for instance. Mm. Then the pattern is you end up, like Jerry said, you end up getting put into an institution, given these drugs, and all these things that are here, they're not symptoms of schizophrenia. They're symptoms of the drugs that the mafia have given to you. Every single one of them that you see in a film, or then that's where we get his information from, unfortunately, about mental illness. All those, they're all from these drugs.
Yep. And so, less common back pain, chest pain, speech problems, vision problems, weakness, numbness, face, arms, legs, rare, confusion, dizziness, drowsiness, extreme thirst, fast shot. I mean, imagine the effect that these effects are going to have. I mean, look at the list of them, Chris.
Mm.
Look at that. Incidents not known.
It just goes on forever.
It goes on forever. Nervousness, nausea.
And also, you imagine if you're a schizophrenic, you're hearing voices, right? Wherever they come from, which is another story. Mm. And you go into an institution, you get given these toxic drugs, and you start behaving like this. So you've already gone in there, you've already discluded a lot of your friends and family members, no doubt, because you're now a schizophrenic and you've been labelled with it. Then you start developing this stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want to know you.
No.
That would be horrible. But
just carry on. There must be about 100.
More than
these are in women, right? Just in women. But sleepwalking. I mean, I'm reading a few out here, but honestly, the changing taste. I mean, where have we heard that one?
Thin in loss of hair. We both got
Yeah.
that one. Not funny.
But it's, yeah. Where were that other one? So this is the other drug. I mean, this is just as bad. I mean, these are all the same sort of
Warning,
thing. This
increased
is
mortality in aging parents.
Aripiprazole side effects.
Look at that, the top one there, fire. Warning, increased mortality in elderly parents with dementia.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is straight out of the Brave New World, isn't it? This is straight out of the Brave New World. Drooling, loss of balance, muscle trembling, all these things. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that this watchdog, meant to be a watchdog, is now approved the use for the antipsychotics for under 18s.
The watchdog is basically the fact checkers of the medical world, basically.
Yeah, and when you go into these people who work for it, they're all part of the same system. So the National Institute for Health and Social Care, which itself is a joke name. That sounds like a Nazi name, really.
No, but they are the fact checkers. They're the fact checkers for the medical world, just to tell you everything's all right. Don't listen to anything else. Everything's fine.
Yeah. It's a non-executive or executive non-departmental public body of the Department of Health and Social Care in England that publishes guidelines in four areas. These appraisals are based primarily on evidence-based evaluations for efficacy, safety, and cost-effectiveness in various circumstances. NICE International has received financial support from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation. NICE's total revenue funding from the Department of Health and Social Care for 2021 was $55 million. So they're basically, I would say, a propaganda arm for the NHS or to push drugs.
For the medical, medical establishment.
Funded by the normal type of, but it's funded mainly by the government. They have received funding from the Gates Foundation.
Yeah, but funded by the government means funded by us.
Yeah. So, well, listen to this.
Paying for his own fucking poisoning.
The chair is a lady called Sharmila Nebajani, and she's OBE. She's the chair of the NICE, National Institute of Health and Care Excellence. She holds another broad range of non-exec roles, including board member of the National Savings and Investment, the British Medical Journal, the Health Foundation. She was deputy chair of the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority, the organization that regulates assisted reproductive medicine. Before that, she spent 12 years at the BBC, latterly as chief operating officer of BBC Future Media Technology. She was chair of the Human Tissue Authority. I'll come on to that in a sec. The regulator of human tissue and organs and non-departmental public body of the social health and care. The Health Foundation, which she's a director of, is an independent charity for the health and care of people in the UK. As the second largest endowed foundation, they spend $30 million a year improving health and care. I don't think they're improving it right much.
I'm going to say, if you give me $30 million, I could definitely improve something.
Yeah. In 1998, the organisation, this is who these things start out of, was then named the PPP Healthcare Medical Trust, became fully independent with an endowment of £540 million, resulting from the sale of the PPP Healthcare Group to the Guardian Royal Exchange. In February 1999, Guardian Royal Exchange was acquired by AXA of France for $5.7 billion and integrated into the Sun Life and Provisional Holdings division. AXA's revenue is 100 billion euros in 2021. AXA is owned by the Swiss Hottinger family. Emma de Rothschild partnered with them in the UK in the Hottinger firm and acquired a stake in them for 42.5% stake in Hottinger Group. So it's now half owned by Edmund Rothschild. Mm. So that's when you look at who owns these people, right? Who runs these organizations, who's paying their wages. Mm. You look down the line, yeah, there's BlackRock and all these other people, Vanguard and all these others. But also, normally hanging underneath somewhere is something like the Rothschild Banking Organization or funded by the Gates Foundation. And she's also part of the Human Tissue Authority, which it regulates the removal and storage, use and disposal of human bodies, organs, tissue, and a number of scheduled purposes such as research, transplantation, and education and training.
That does not sound creepy at all.
It reminded me of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah, Body Snatchers, Frankenstein.
Yeah. Can you remember that? What was that thing where there were...
Heron, what's it, them two guys, yeah.
Yeah, that them two guys.
Heron Book,
whatever.
Heron,
yeah.
Heron
something. Do you know, in my...
I thought Frankenstein.
Well, Huxley studies, the Scottish guy, the Heron, whatever it was, where they're getting the cadavers and doing the testing and selling the bodies, weren't they, digging them up and testing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thomas Huxley worked for one of them.
Right, nice. All right.
He was the granddad, yeah.
Hang on a minute,
He was Aldous Huxley's granddad.
What, one of the Heron? No,
Thomas name? Huxley worked with one of them guys.
Right, yeah. Right. Because the thing was, they were supposed to be getting cadavers and bodies.
Yeah.
So they've even glamorized that story, really, because they were getting bodies for scientists and to progress science. So they were progressing science, and it was necessary that these two, like, low-level scumbags got bodies.
Did
so
it, yeah.
They've glamorized it, haven't they?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, they have. And again, I pull these stories out because alongside of a lot of the other stories that I get sent, a lot of them seem to be about kids now.
Yeah.
And they're now saying, the headline was sleeping pills for children at record high after divot lockdowns led to a record number of children being prescribed sleeping pills as they struggle to cope with the disruption.
Well, we've probably talked about this before, but can you imagine, right? This didn't include me and you, by the way, but can you imagine if you were totally freaked out by the whole pandemic bullshit and you were passing that down to your kids?
Mm.
Can you imagine how?
Mm. No.
Even if
I haven't really seen a difference in my youngest.
No, but because you're not talking about it in that way. I've seen fully families going back a year or so, fully masked up.
Terrified.
And whenever I see a kid in a mask, I just think, imagine how much their parent has terrified that kid. Because if you're at that point where you're, you know, 3-year-old, 4-year-old's wearing a face napper.
Yeah.
Imagine them conversations behind closed doors, where they're talking about it and talking about it. And, you know, is it, again, equivalent to us learning about the nuclear bombs and stuff.
Exactly,
'80s.
But,
I was shiting myself in '80s, terrified of nuclear. We had nuclear bombs and AIDS. I was terrified.
Yeah, and it's strange though. Like when you read the Daily Mail or Fail, it says here figures unearthed by the Mail on Sunday. Like they've found something out really important.
You've
unearthed nothing. Given to,
you've been passed some numbers,
passed information
that are probably not even true.
Yeah, they've been sat outside knowing them big reporters hats on with a fag
with a notepad, press card stuck in the toolbar.
Anyway, their unearthed research shows that sleeping pill prescriptions to under 16s in England almost doubled between 2016 and 2021, with particularly big jumps after the pandemic began. In 2021, the last year for which statistics are available, it's weird that, isn't it? They seem to stop everything. You know, we've actually got better at collecting data and worse at producing the stats or handing them out.
Well, I remember looking for suicide stats.
Yeah.
You
can't get them. I'll come on to that. Well, actually, suicide stats, right? I actually started looking at them for this. And I went onto the ONS and they haven't got any data. And it actually comes up. We haven't got data for the... Because they don't want to show it to you. That's why. Or they haven't done enough work on
it. The last time I looked, it said due to the pandemic, it's been difficult to...
Of course it has. They can tell you how many divot deaths are, even if somebody fell off a ladder that is divot,
In Korea walked into a church and
divot, all of it's divot, somebody stood on a landmine, it's divot. All of it's divot. Anyway, in 2021, 643,998 prescriptions for hypnotics, their words, not mine, were issued to under 16s. One in every 17 children, that is.
Wow. Why did they call them hypnotics?
I didn't even want to think about why they called them hypnotics, Chris. Is it part of programming? This were copied and pasted from that from what the Daily Mail called it. pre-pandemic prescriptions for these sleep-inducing medicines, this is what they have to call it, why not the sleeping tablets, to children were rising at a rate of about 50,000 a year. But from 2020 onwards, they accelerated to 80,000 a year.
So, what again, why was no one asking that question pre-pandemic?
Yeah.
All these kids were having sleeping issues.
Because they weren't having the sleeping issues, were they, at that particular point?
Well, it says there they were, fire. It says they were already on the increase pre-pandemic, and then it increased even more.
Yeah.
But annual rise of 80,000. Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got this from NHS website that they're saying that insomnia has a complex relationship with mental illness. So that, and like a lot of these things, if you question anything, you're mentally ill. So if you can't sleep, it's not that you can't produce melatonin to help you sleep, which is the hormone that we produce to help us sleep. Mm. It's the fact that you've got a mental problem.
Well, I've been insomniac my entire life, but on and off, by the way.
Yeah.
But, you know, it comes in bursts and... But I'm not being dramatic, but yeah. I have gone through... I've always been a bad sleeper. I've never been a sound... I fall asleep and I get 8 solid hours. I ain't got mental illness. As far as I know. But
you think, right? So antipsychotics, which make you have a problem sleeping, then they're giving you sleeping tablets. So if you're mentally ill, they're giving you antidepressants or whatever. As a child, I'm on about you.
Yeah.
Children, yeah.
Right,
So one study suggests that people who use sleeping tablets for a long time are more likely to develop dementia. Although it says this hasn't been proven yet. Yeah. So one of the drugs that they give is benzodiazepines. And the side effects such as, they're actually effects, these. When they call them side effects, they're actually effects. Drowsiness, dizziness, nausea, dry mouth, constipation, weight gain, confusion. Other long-term side effects of benzo, or they call them benzos. I like to have nicknames for them.
Benny's. That's Benny's. I've heard that in films.
Yeah. Other cognitive decline, confusion, impaired judgment, increased risk of accidents, memory problems, muscle weakness. Benzos are widely prescribed for the treatment of anxiety disorders as well.
I'm guessing that's like a Valium then. The fact that it's called benzodiazepine. Yeah. Is that diazepam?
Well, it's sleeping, the for sleeping tablets or sleeping.
No, but what I'm saying is, fatty, that's like diazepam, which is a Valium.
It's benzodiazepam, isn't it? Sorry, it's stupid. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I took diazepam when I fly. I don't like flying.
Yeah. Probably but you take one, you know, when you prescribe them, they tell you to take a full treatment.
Yeah.
If they're giving stuff like this to kids, right?
Definitely not.
That is inducing cognitive decline. On top of all the other things that they're doing that declines their mental ability.
I'll be honest with you, right? As much as I don't take any pharmaceuticals, I do take diazepam when I fly because I hate flying.
Yeah.
And it does give you a hangover. You feel... Yeah.
Well, here, look, Chris, pharmaceuticals are there to be used if it's an emergency, but they're dished out like sweets.
Well, this is it. You're talking about diazepam. I could not imagine taking them on a week in, week out basis. If you like.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a kid.
Well, you can imagine the effect that's going to have on a teenager, for argument's sake.
Screw you up. Yeah. Mm. I take them once a year. Well, I've taken them for 3 years because I've been abroad. But if I go abroad, I will get some because I hate flying.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to wrap up there, aren't we? We're going to say something then. Sorry.
No, we're going to say I think we should release this entire one because I think it's quite important stuff for.
Yeah, this will go out in full. I mean, we're recording this on Tuesday night. It's now, 9:10 on Tuesday night. I think we've been going for about 1 hour and 40 minutes, something like that. This will go out in part one. This will be part one of the next It's Show 105.
And I think we should tap on the extra hour on the,
at the end.
I think we should all go out,
Yeah.
It's important stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting stuff. I found it interesting. I got lost for 2 hours researching a bit of this.
No, but especially because now they're talking about this statin thing, you know, more of this shite. I think it's necessary for people to listen to it. You know, you don't know. I didn't know any of this.
No. This to me is just, I didn't do any deep digging on this. This is just surface scraping, if you like.
We'd already done it, hadn't you?
A
Like I
lot
said,
of it, yeah.
months ago.
A lot of it I'd. But yeah. All right. Well, if you're going to join us in part two on the other side, we'll welcome you there. If not, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there because it's a bad old world with this new variant running rampant out there. We should have Jaws music playing behind us there or something like that. But yeah, so we'll see you next time. Bye.
See you later. Bye.
When I was young.